It's showtime, folks.
Okay, why don't you turn on the radio, Berkey?
Why is he doing that? Why is Matt Berger doing that?
Because it's cooler to listen to that one.
No, my point is, why is he listening to this show?
Get off your high horse, Berkey.
Why? Because he's listening to the
show? Just turn on the radio. You don't have to stream or podcast or anything fancy.
You know what would be?
Turn on the radio in your car.
You know what you do? You put some Rice Krispies, put the milk in, and listen to the Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Rice Krispies.
You'll have more fun doing that than this show.
Frustrated Pablo Giamatti, a.k.a. John Rudolph, behind the dials. I hope everybody is having a fantastic Monday. Weekend was crappy. Weekend wasn't very good at all. Sports-wise, it wasn't very good.
Yep, had to effectively watch the end of two seasons on Saturday night. That was not enjoyable.
So you're already calling the Mizzou season over, huh?
I mean, am I crazy too? I mean,
no, you're not.
I mean, it's college football. If you don't win six games, you're pointless. And most teams, even when they do win six games, are halfway pointless in the first place. This team sure as hell ain't winning six games.
No.
I mean, I thought I'd seen the bottom of the barrel when they're getting run up for 200 yards receiving by some no-name in Syracuse there.
That
To not go to a bowl game. I thought I'd seen rock bottom, but this is it. I think this is it.
That was about as pathetic an effort I've seen from a Tiger team probably ever.
Oh, gee. I mean, wow.
I mean, against Purdue. How does that happen against Purdue?
Well, they played Louisville tough. Maybe they're not complete doormats.
Yeah, they got to play Michigan this weekend, so we'll find out. But poor display by the Tigers. The Cardinals getting swept by the Cubs. So are they still in it? Technically, yes, but they're going to have to do something they've never done all season long, and that's pretty much not lose another game between now and the end of the month. And I just don't see how that's going to happen.
They actually have to sweep the worst team in the league again.
Yeah, they're going to have to do that too, and I don't see that happening. I just don't. And that's probably not a horrible thing, to be honest with you. The Belmont Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line, also available at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590, and at JohnRudolph22. Joining us at 6:30 will be a longtime NFL journalist, host of the Hall of Fame show on the NFL channel on SiriusXM, and the co-host of Sunday Football Kickoff, which can be heard every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 590 The Fan, Howard Balzer. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. The first hour of the program is brought to you by Tom Bax at American Family Insurance. Look, there is no way to get around it. You are going to need insurance. Whether it's your car or your house or even your life, you need to be insured. But who can you trust? You can't go with a cartoon army general or a talking lizard. I made the call to Tom Bax with American Family Insurance at 314-298-7770. And not only did I save a ton on my car and renter's insurance, I know I've got coverage and an agent I can depend on. You really can't put a price on peace of mind, and that's what you'll get when you call Tom Bax with American Family Insurance, 314-298-7770. Call now, mention you heard it on that 590 show, and get a $10 gift card. Joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is Mark, Mr. 99.9%. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. How about you guys? How are you guys feeling this afternoon?
I can't complain. Mark, what's on your mind?
Doing good.
You mentioned Mizzou. I know D was talking about you got to get Barry Odom like three, 4 years, man. But, you know, after watching that debacle that happened Saturday, man, there's no way this guy can last another 3 years.
I'm with
there.
You on that one. I think that unless he does a major turnaround or this team shows a lot of improvement between now and the end of the year, this is not Jim Stirk's guy. Jim Stirk did not hire Barry Odom, so it doesn't mean that he's married to him. He doesn't have to give him the benefit of, you know, hey, you know what, two more years, or, you know, maybe give him another year, maybe another two more years. He doesn't have to do that. If he thinks that he can go out there and get a better coach than what Barry Odom is, if he thinks that he can do that for sure, 100%, then then he needs to make that move. I'm not for firing Barry Odom just to fire him because, you know what, it's, you know, the knee-jerk emotional response to what happened on Saturday. But if he thinks that he can go out there and get somebody like a Les Miles, someone along those lines, then why wouldn't you do it?
Right, but you, the thing you want to see in the team, man, even if they playing bad, you want to see them progressing, getting better each week. You don't see that with this team, man. You don't. You see this team regressing instead of progress. You know, it's just not working, you know.
If you did a shot for every single missed tackle the Tigers had on Saturday afternoon, you'd be in the hospital right now for alcohol poisoning.
Some of these guys wasn't even getting touched, man. This is ridiculous,
That was some of the worst tackling I've ever seen. And then conversely, I was watching the Texas-USC game Saturday night, and that Texas defense is legit. I don't think they missed a tackle all night. They tackled somebody, they planted them right in the ground. So if I'm Barry Odom, I get a tape of that Texas-USC game, and I'm showing it to the defense. I'll be like, why can't you guys do this?
Right. Like I said, it's no way, man, this guy's going to last 3 years with that kind of performance week
in and week out. Not that Barry Odom is trying to lose. I know Barry Odom wants to win every single game. But I don't know. I'm not sure if Barry Odom's in over his head or if the players aren't responding to him.
He probably is, man.
Or if he's trying to do too much because he's the head coach, and he's calling the defensive plays. He's trying to do everything. I don't know if that's what it is or what, but it's not looking good.
A lot of these guys need to start in Division II, maybe, and cut their teeth, man. You know what I'm saying? And see how it feels to be a head coach. A lot of these guys don't know what it's like to be a head coach. You know, they just throw them in there and say, okay, you take it from here. And, you know, if you're not used to doing that, man, that's kind of hard to adjust to. You know, if that's your first job as a head coach, you know, that's a lot of responsibility, man, you know. And a lot of guys just can't handle that.
Chris Bosh said this when he got to Miami, and it's one of my I love Chris Bosh because he's such a thoughtful athlete. He said this when he got to Miami: you don't realize the sacrifice you're making until you're making it. And I think that's probably what happened with Barry Odom.
You'd like Chris Bosh a lot less if he was still eating $28 million off your cap space.
You're probably right, but I love that quote.
No, I'm just messing with you. I love Bosh too.
But I do love that quote.
And to make a comment on the fight last Saturday too, man. See, that's why boxing having the trouble it's having. If anybody watched that fight, you can't tell me Triple G didn't win that fight.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't see the fight, but I heard about it following it on Twitter, and everybody was kind of like, "I can't believe what did one judge score 118-110?" How did that happen?
Here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with that. I was very pro Triple G in that I had a lot of money on Triple G and also just for a guy who's relatively young, he's one of the few guys I've picked up and started watching. And so I was kind of biased, and so I definitely thought he won. But that's again, like I said, I'm really biased. I was not going into that fight admitting that Canelo won.
You wouldn't bias Rocky. I don't know. It's something about these Las Vegas boxing judges, man. It's every time, man. With 114-140, I said, what fight was this guy watching,
like he's Germany,
man?
In the 80s.
Yeah. it's the Roy Jones Jr. fight back in the 88 Olympics all over again.
Start lopping off their score.
I didn't see the fight, but everybody I read online, I don't think anybody said Canelo won that fight. Everybody said that Golovkin won it. Everybody I read said Golovkin. They all won that fight. That he won that fight. So you're right, and that's the problem. The problem with boxing is that there is no one governing body. There's like 8 or 9 different federations, and they've all got that belt. And you have different promoters. You have crooked promoters. They can never agree on it. And by the time this was the super fight. This is the fight that all the boxing.
It was a great fight, man, but he didn't. But the winner of the fight didn't win, man. Okay, and I mean, just if you see the fight, you'll say, oh, "Man, how did this judge even score that 114-114? That wasn't even close, man."
Well, I noticed that Oscar De La Hoya ducked out of there pretty quickly once that fight was over, because De La Hoya talked so much bleep during the McGregor-Mayweather thing about how, you know, it was a slap in the face, the boxing, and all this other different stuff. And then you have this travesty on Saturday night. Yeah, De La Hoya ducked out of there pretty quick.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great night.
All right.
Giamatti, is Jim still on the line? Jim joins us now on the Belmont Automotive phone line. Jim, how are you, sir?
Well, like you said, man, it was really a tough weekend, and I really feel bad for the official football team of fans of 590. Wasn't that a stinker yesterday?
Woo-hoo!
Let's go, Broncos!
I was kind of surprised. I was surprised by that score.
You work for 590, the official station, and you're dissing your product. That's a sin.
I'm not dissing my product. It was a great game. It was an enjoyable game.
Guys, why the Dallas Cowboys lost, so you could laugh. I'll take full responsibility. Well, it's not my fault. DirecTV screwed me up and didn't give me the Red Zone channel. I had a two-hour fight because when you call AT&T now, you can't get somebody in America. I was in Guatemala yesterday, Mexico City. To make a long story short, I was fighting for 3 hours to get my channel because they screwed it up, and that threw off my mental preparation of the game. I didn't get to play my Roger Staubach video that I play every Sunday for good luck, and I even forgot that there was a CFL game on. That's why I'm hoping you, Rock. You're the king of football. Did Montreal win or did Ottawa? That was on ESPN yesterday, and I totally forgot it was on. So I'll take responsibility for this one. No, the Denver Broncos.
I honestly, Jim, I think you should absolve yourself of all guilt. It's just that your quarterbacks can't cover worth a lick.
Who? I know. We got a fist for secondary. You guys are right.
Guys are running all over him. It was unbelievable.
I know, and Orlando Scandrick is probably our best guy, which is scary. And he's out now with a broken hand. And, you know, I don't know. We don't have no pass rush either except for Lawrence. So I don't know. Do you guys really think Trevor Siemian? I mean, yesterday he outshined my Dak. But if Siemian can play this good, I'll tell you, if Denver comes up with an offense this year, they're going to be tough to beat. Because do you guys think they have the best defense in the NFL?
I mean, it's got to be right up there. If it's not them, it's Seattle. I think Seattle may have the best defense, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Baltimore's defense is really good, too. I think it's the Broncos,
100%. I was watching some of the Seattle game yesterday. They are really struggling on offense. I know he didn't talk about it because his team stinks, but Mark's 49ers, they could have won that game yesterday.
Well, they got Brian Hoyer as a quarterback, so there's a big issue right there.
Right. But, you know, they didn't, you know, only 13 points on the Niners. But the NFC, what I want to say is, and we're only 2 weeks into the season, but I think the AFC might, I fought this last year, I think it's a better overall conference, the NFC, so that's not why I'm not so worried about, I'm not happy about getting my you-know-what kicked in, but our division, if the Giants win tonight, everybody's 1-1. Look at Green Bay. I just want to say real quick, because I know you guys probably got to guess, they might still have problems on defense. I mean, now, I'll tell you, and I'll say this in closing, the best division in the NFC might be the South, because obviously Atlanta's still a good team. Carolina, although they really struggled offensively, and Buffalo could have won. That was a real snoozer if you had that on. That gave me a nap. But they did win in Tampa Bay, although it was the stinking Bears. I still, with Jameis Winston, they're an up-and-coming team. That NFC South, you could have three pretty good teams in there, I think. The Saints are stinkola. I'll hang up and get your guys' comments. But I kind of think the AFC, they won 4 of the 6 games yesterday against NFC teams. I think the AFC is a better conference. And real quick on Mizzou, do you think if we give a stinko performance against Auburn and we got a bye week, I never condone this, but if we're going to get a big-name coach, well, we got that bye week. Maybe we should do what Florida did that time. If we don't think this guy can be our coach, do you think we should get rid of him now?
No.
I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys. And I'm sorry the official team of 590 laid a stinker. I know it really broke Rock's heart.
Yeah, Rocchio was crying when I walked into the studio this morning.
Such a wonderful Sunday afternoon.
He still hasn't gotten over it. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
I do not think that they should fire Barry Odom after next weekend against Auburn, or this weekend, I guess you could say, against Auburn, even though they're going to get completely destroyed by Auburn, I would not fire Barry Odom then. I mean, if you're going to fire him, I would wait until the season's over. That's not going to prove anything to fire him, unless you mean you just think he's just so grossly incompetent and you just can't take him anymore, but I don't see Barry Odom being like that kind of guy. If you're going to fire him, wait until the season's over, see if this team improves. That would be kind of a real knee-jerk reaction. And let's be honest, it's not like Les Miles and Chip Kelly are beating down the door to go coach at Mizzou, unless you're just going to hand him a blank check. It's just not going to happen.
Which you're not going to do because coaches' contracts are fully guaranteed, and you have to pay Damani Cross $600,000 still. And you'll have to pay Barry Odom the rest of his contract. And then you're not also going to wind up and give $6 million to a football coach. That's not happening. It's just not happening.
Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and a different Jim joins us. Jim, how are you, sir?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, both Matts. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, sir. What's on your mind?
A couple of things real quick. Cardinal baseball, season in a nutshell over the weekend. Failure, failure, and more failure. What else can you say? What you see is what you've gotten all year. Mistakes, again, too, like I say, if I had to say goodbye to anybody, Matt Carpenter, please don't let the door hit you on the way out. I'll listen to your comments after my last comment is this. University of Missouri Tigers, if they beat the Idaho Vandals, they will have two victories this year, and they will end up 2-10. I can't see them beating anybody else. I don't think they can beat Connecticut. I'm going to hang up, listen to your thoughts. Thanks for taking my call. Guys, have a great show, okay?
Appreciate it, Jim.
You might not be wrong there about the Mizzou win total.
Yeah.
If it's two games, you got to fire Barry.
If it's two, yeah. If it's two or three, I think you got to fire Barry. If it's four or under, okay. Let's put it at 3.5. If he has a win total of four and the team looks like they're improving, you think about it. If he wins three or less, then you got to fire him. You can't keep him around. You can't be giving him another year. You just can't do it. As far as the Cardinals go, I don't know about you. I watched a little bit of the game on Friday, and I watched a little bit of the game on Saturday, and I completely forgot when they were on yesterday. Completely forgot about it. Because these were some pretty relevant games, but as soon as the football season starts, I quit paying attention to the Cardinals. I really do. Baseball, I do not enjoy as much as I used to whenever I was younger, and this Cardinals team is not a lot of fun to watch. They don't have that one player like an Albert Pujols or a Jim Edmonds, or even a Carlos Beltran. I even give that to him, where you're like, I got to watch this guy play. There's nobody on this Cardinals team that's like that. So whenever they're on, I'm kind of like, until I get to Twitter and I start going through my Twitter feed and I'll start seeing tweets from people like J.J. Bailey and Brendan Schaefer and Ben Hockman and Ben Fredrickson. I'm like, oh, yeah, the Cardinals game is on. I had no idea. And I'm being completely serious. Sunday, it's the red zone from noon until 7 o'clock. And then I flip it on over to watch Carrie Underwood strut around in her little mini dress. And then it's Sunday Night Football. Even though I know the NFL scorned St. Louis and everything else, and I'm not happy about it either, but damn it, I still love watching the NFL. Even though I don't think the games have been as good, I still like to watch it. Call me a sadist.
You're good, man. You don't have to back up your argument for watching football.
Okay. Well, sometimes I feel like in St. Louis you have to now. Like the NFL is now the new NBA.
Yeah, no, people tried to throw that to me. I had friends who were telling me that I was hurting the city of St. Louis by continuing to do my job by covering the sport of football, and I was like, first of all, say that to me, not over the phone, and I'm going to beat the living tar out of you.
Were they serious when they said that?
Yes, but I think he enjoys the suffering of others. I don't think he's a healthy person. No, and by the way, this is not TJ Moe I'm talking about. But anyhow, I don't know. I had multiple friends who were like, "Why are you still? You know, the kind of guy who sends us that." The guy who gets angry in Texas that we're, like, cucking St. Louis by, like, paying attention to the NFL and talking about it. The guy who always texts in like that. I was just getting reactions like that. And I was like, yeah, no. And then I'll say it right now. I jokingly said it, and it's kind of like my go-to joke now. I'm not gonna let the terrorists win. You know, I still love the sport of football.
But the NFL
just because
now
a bunch of crooks are running the one professional league that plays at a level I appreciate, and with the rules I appreciate, three-yard neutral zones are stupid. Canada, stop it. It's dumb. Maybe more people watch it if you fix your dumb version of the sport. I'm not going to stop watching football, and it's the best version of football. I've never been a big college fan comparatively, and so suck it. I'm going to keep watching, and I'm going to keep talking about it.
I do enjoy watching college.
I do enjoy watching. I'm saying
that USC-Texas game was a lot of fun to watch.
I'm one of those weird people, though, who was always... If you had to give me a college game or an NFL game, most people I know have always argued that they would say college to that answer. I have always staunchly said that I will answer NFL every single time.
Well, to me, my answer is always, okay, well, who's playing? Give me the better game. I'm not just going to flatly say I'm going to watch any NFL game over any college game.
Oh, I do. Because
really?
Yes. Because
so the college game, let's say the NFL game right now was like Jacksonville against the 49ers.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching that.
You're watching that over USC, Alabama?
Do you see the defensive line that Jacksonville are trotting out there? Yannick Ngakoue, Dante Fowler Jr., Calais Campbell, Malik Jackson. I'll watch that any day of the week.
No,
I watch
happening.
That. I will watch a Jacksonville Jaguars game, a 2017 Jaguars game. I will watch this team any day of the week simply because of that defensive line.
Okay, if it's the Indianapolis Colts and the San Francisco 49ers.
I could not be more excited to see if Jacoby Brissett's going to be a real quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, my God. You are lying through your teeth. You would rather watch that than any college game I could give you.
Do I get to go live to the 2006 Rose Bowl?
No. Okay, it's Alabama and Ohio State. That's the game. You either get to watch that or you get to watch the Colts and the 49ers. And you're telling me you're going to watch the Colts and the 49ers over Alabama and Ohio State?
Should be a no-brainer.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Thank you. I'm going to watch the college game there. But still, you get my point.
Let's quickly head to the Belmont Automotive phone line.
Simplify your logic and find the one thing you can't agree with. An effective arguing standpoint.
It is an effective argument. I'm just saying I'm not going to flatly watch any NFL game over a college game.
Like, okay, fine. The overwhelming majority of the time.
Tell me what the game is going to be.
If you really want to spend 5 minutes to say, Matt, you should have added a qualifier onto your statement, then fine. That's what we just did.
You should have added a qualifier
Thank you very much.
Let's head back to the Belmont Automotive phone line, and John joins us. Good evening, John. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? I haven't heard from you in about a month. Where have you been at?
We have been...
We've been here every day. I don't know about you,
well,
man.
Well, not every day.
No, not every day. I'm lying.
And then we've only been here for an hour, and I guess now is probably just as good a time as any to make this announcement. This week and next week will be the last 2 weeks of That 590 Show. There will be a different show airing at this time starting in October. I'm not sure what the show is. So, but there will be someone other than that 590 show airing at this time, and I will still be on 590 and just be in a different capacity. That capacity is still being worked on, so yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
It's because my SEAL team operation hasn't taken effect.
That's what it is. I'm waiting on the Rocchio family.
We'll see what happens.
The five families of the Rocchios to get together and make Randy Markell an offer that he can't refuse.
I'm just saying. Do you ever notice if your garbage man's doing anything a little bit different than usual? That's all I'm saying.
What's on your mind, John?
Well, I'm going to miss you. I appreciate you taking me on. A lot of the other radio shows would block me out for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to increase their intellect. But let me ask you a question. With the ratings going down further and further with NFL and college ratings, I think they're maybe a little bit higher, not that much higher than last year. Truly, look at the Rams and Chargers. I mean, horrendous ratings. Who wants to watch that crap team? Both of them can't even outsell the USC football. So my question to you is, down the road, how are advertisers going to recoup their money? Is NFL going to have to pay? Are they going to have to pay the money back?
No.
To the Netflix?
Here's the thing.
Can I ask one question really quick?
Sure.
How do you go through your life, and the one question you come up to after an NFL weekend is, how are the big giant companies paying $500,000 for an ad going to recoup their money? I'm just wondering what thought process takes you to, how are these huge companies going to recoup their money? That's my big question for today. I'm just wondering.
No, I'm just curious because I thought the NFL had to pay some money back to the advertisers, because I thought, wasn't like one time Super Bowl where the ratings were low or something, and they had to pay some money back to the advertisers?
I think I heard something similar to that, too. I don't think it's for like the entire season. It might be for the Super Bowl, but all this talk about the NFL ratings being down. The NFL ratings are down when you compare them to the astronomical NFL ratings from years past. The NFL ratings are still sky high. There are shows out there who would kill to have the NFL ratings, even though they are down. And like a good NFL rating is usually like right now, even though the NFL ratings are down, they're still two or three times higher than what any college rating is.
But wait a minute. I want to make a comment. All you hear is about this, like this black lady on ESPN talking about, white supremacist Donald Trump. I mean, if that's the only news the NFL can generate, that's why I don't watch the NFL. It's so.
That has nothing to do with the NFL.
That was said by somebody. It was said by a host.
What does that have to do with the NFL?
Well, it has a lot to do with it because it's taken away from a product. I don't want to hear about some lady calling Donald Trump.
Well, I mean,
Twitter. It wasn't on ESPN's regular program. It wasn't like it was during NFL Live, or wasn't like it was during a highlight segment on SportsCenter. It was just done over her Twitter account,
which usually talks about basketball. And, John, can you tell me who kicked down your door and put a gun to your head and made you watch ESPN?
No one, but I'm not watching that stuff anymore because I'm tired of these reporters getting them more credit than what they're due. And then NFL should be the topic. I don't care if they have a Twitter account or not. If they're ESPN, they're reflecting that company. And I don't know why the company stands by these political reporters. If they, just talk about football. I don't want to hear about
it. She didn't report on anything. She just gave an opinion on Twitter. That was it. It's not like she interrupted. Right. It's not like there was like a play going on and she interrupted the broadcast and made the statement. She sent out a tweet. That's all she did.
Okay, but I know a lot of people that are getting turned off by not watching it because of these so-called reporters.
Well, see,
okay,
but
John, there's one. ESPN has one NFL game a week. John, we're talking about another 14 every week, not counting the one on NFL Network on Thursdays. There's 15 games every week. 14 of them are played on networks that are not ESPN. One of them is played on ESPN every week. I'm not sure how you're containing people being mad at ESPN with overall loss in NFL rating, considering the games aren't on ESPN.
One game, yeah, you're right. John, have a good night. Thanks for the call, sir. I'm actually glad John brought that up because I'm kind of confused about what I'm supposed to do. Apparently, I'm supposed to be boycotting the NFL because they're allowing players to sit or kneel during the national anthem, and I'm supposed to boycott the NFL because Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. I'm supposed to be boycotting ESPN because they're too liberal and too far to the left. And I'm supposed to be boycotting ESPN because they might fire Jamel Hill. That is amazing.
It's funny you bring this up because there's a great juxtaposition to a character arc in Game of Thrones. Wait, nope, never mind. This great point is ruined by the fact that you have no idea what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Ward Cleaver texting in. He actually has a couple of texts. Get 590. Trade Frank Opinion for Palmer Alexander and Arlington Lane. Arlington Lane may join us. In studio next week. Yeah, he said that he wanted to come in and sit with us.
A-Train's a good dude.
A-Train is awesome. I love Arlington. And then Ward Cleaver.
He came out of nowhere to, like, talk to me when I was a nobody, like, coming out of college, and he was, like, he was doing stuff on radio. He's like, I'm going to follow this kid and start getting in arguments with him on Twitter.
Yeah,
and I was like, this is helping me.
Arlington's awesome. I love that guy. And then Ward Cleaver also texting back in, John, please go back to your meth lab and light a match. Let's take a commercial
break. I don't
think
that would go well for him.
I don't think it would either. We'll see a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Howard Balzer from right here on Sunday Football Kickoff and also the Hall of Fame show on the NFL channel on Sirius XM. First hour of the program is brought to you by Thomas Bax at American Family Insurance, 314-298-7770. Call now, mention that 590 show, and get a $10 gift card. Howard Balzer coming up next right here on that 590 show. 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.